This episode is one of truth. My truth. Today, I read my diary out loud. Dear diary, the last 7 months have been exhausting as a Black woman. And while I don't speak for all of us, I can speak for a few. We don't know what freedoms will be taken away next, what progress will be removed, who will turn on us, what article will talk down on us, what employees will drop us due to diversity hires no longer mattering, or what organizations will quit on us. We don't know how to move forward, where to seek refuge, or who to trust. We are scared to stop, but also scared to keep going. The turmoil in our heads is stressful, exhausting, and truthfully, debilitating. We know how amazing we are. We know how special we are. We know how strong we are, but that doesn't seem to matter. That isn't what's in front of us. The noise is loud. The noise is blaring. The noise is real. Yesterday, President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed his current VP, Kamala Harris, a Black woman. While the world was shocked by his actions, many celebrated his bravery and turned their focus and attention on Vice President Harris for our next president. The applause and support for VP Harris has been loud, viral, and celebratory. Over 44,000 Black women logged into a Zoom call and raised over $1 million in hours, completely turning the tide on this election and creating a new force of energy around her. I love this for her. I am so proud of her. She has earned this and deserves nothing less. But I would be completely foolish to not acknowledge the other side of it. Alongside the excitement, Scottie Bean created a post preparing Black women for the racism and sexism that will come behind her nomination. We as Black women are literally coming together, pooling our funds and changing the trajectory of America forever. Yet we are equally preparing for the harsh treatment that will ensue in the next coming months. We are proud of our sister, excited for her, and will do everything in our power to see her win. But we are also having to fight. I saw a post on social media yesterday that said that Black women are not afraid of what white women will do in this election cycle as it relates to VP Harris. But we are fearful of what Black men will do. We are more afraid of our own people. Imagine how that feels. I mentioned in a previous episode that I was pausing on my organizations, Dear Diary, and the group chat. I have been spending months in deep thought trying to figure out my next move. Prior to Biden stepping down, I was nervous because Trump's win looked promising. It looked clear. With that in mind, I couldn't help but think, what does that mean for the work I do? I mean, it could be illegal to do the work that I do if he wins. It's crazy to think about that, but it's real. I also kept thinking, what do Black girls and women really need these days? Is mentorship what we need? Is it community? Is it space? Is it events? What's the thing? I was really searching for the answer. And within the last 24 hours, it has been getting clearer and clearer to me that we really need people who will show up for us no matter what. We need spaces and opportunities to figure it out, to be supported, and to live just like everyone else. We need people who will not give up on us, who don't require us to be perfect, but to be ourselves, because that's all we can be. And that is enough. We need to know that just being us is enough. Just being us shifts the conversation. Just being us brings hope. Just being us is powerful. Just being us is revolutionary. Just being us is enough. I am and have always been proud to be a Black woman. It has been my greatest advantage. The strength running through my veins is not an accident. God ordained me to be a Black woman for a reason. He ordained for my story to be my story for a reason. And this story is one of authenticity, one of trials and tribulations, one of truth. Being a Black woman is not easy, but maybe it wasn't supposed to be. Being a Black woman is powerful, and sometimes power requires force, chaos, and mess. But power changes things. It shakes shit up, and it shifts the world forever. Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, I support you. I pray for you. I carry you. I am you.